Welcome to Reach For It Radio Show with your host, Christina Winslow. This program offers entertainment, inspiration, and fun as we feature practical tools to help you achieve what is actually possible. Learn new ways to reach for the stars and attain what you really want out of life. You just might find it is easier than you think. And now, your host, Christina Winslow.
Hey there, welcome everyone to the show. We have a great show for you today, all about fairies and nature spirits. And my favorite guest is with me. As you all know, Ted Winslow is my husband and also a musician with Sound Healing. And he's been on a lot of shows with me, but today it's a really special show with Ted because I love fairies and I can't wait to talk about his new latest release, which is called Solfeggio Healing Frequencies with the Fairies. So for those of you who don't know who Ted is and my guest today, I'll give you a little bit of his background. Ted Winslow is an internationally acclaimed musician for his pioneering work in research and development in sound healing and its effect on the human energy field. He is a best-selling recording artist, producer, and composer with an international following. If you would like to find out about Ted's music and his offerings, go to his website, tedwinslow.com, or follow him on Twitter, at Ted Winslow. Ted, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on.
Hey, you know, I love doing shows with you. And it's not just because you're my best friend and husband, but it's because the work that you're doing with the music and the healing and is just such a part of my life. And even before I met you, it was such a part of my life. So I'm happy to share with the world and my listeners some of the work that you're doing.
Oh, thank you. So I'm so blessed to be able to share this with you, and the fact that it is such a part of your life that we get to go through this journey together, much less share this with everybody else out there, and just spread the joy and the positive vibrations.
Well, okay, it's springtime, and I, for the audience to know, I've been bugging Ted to do an album with the fairies and nature spirits for about 2 years now. I mean, I have been on his case. Every time he's like, no, I'm getting information that I should do planetary frequencies sound healing, or I need to do angels. And I'm like, no, I want the fairies. It was a big power struggle. I kept bugging him to do this. And it's finally ready. And we're going to play some clips of the music today. But for those of you out there listening, you know, fairies are part of folklore, and some people believe, some people don't believe. We're going to talk about some of, you know, the historical aspects of fairies, how to connect with the fairies, some of the music and the inspiration. A lot of people believe that fairies, leprechauns, gnomes, elemental sprites are just part of legend, and little people that have said to have faded away, growing smaller and smaller into another dimension and forgotten. However, there's been a big revolution of the fairies out there because people have actually gotten photographs of these images that would blow your mind of fairies. You can look on the internet. There's these huge events now all about the fairies and music. People from all over the world are going to Findhorn, Scotland, which is known that the fairies taught this family, actually communicated to a woman in the 1950s and taught her how to grow and do this whole sustainable, ecologically friendly lifestyle and community. It's huge now. Look up Findhorn, Scotland. It was just a pile of sand that nothing can grow. And now it's this huge self-sustaining community, lush with gardens and food. And I mean, it would just blow your mind. And so, Ted, can you talk a little bit about, you know, your journey with doing this album? Because he's not a guy that you would think would be, you know, he's very connected to nature. He climbs all the mountains in Colorado, the 14ers, you know, he's very into backpacking and self-sustaining, and he can live off the land. He's like Bear Grylls. he's really connected with nature that way. But can you talk a little bit from your standpoint with the fairies?
Yeah, and I laugh because I know you've been telling me to get this album out for quite some time, that I need to work on it. And from my standpoint, I'm sitting here thinking, how am I going to be able to do this? I'm so used to, you know, working with the angels and dealing with the frequencies and doing the biophotonic studies, and I'm like, fairies? And it kind of comes right back to the old saying that when the student is ready, the instructor will appear. And this album just started blazing into me, and I did a past life regression, and that we can talk about, and it was amazing how it started opening up to me, and all these little signs started appearing all around me, and especially now that spring, it was like, I don't know how I got this album done to be released on St. Patrick's Day, but that's the date, the release date that is supposed to do it. And actually today, just before this, everything is finished and it's ready to go live, and will be for St. Patrick's Day. Recently took a trip to Eastern Europe and was in a major city there, thinking that there's not much springtime there. It's cold. And there were so much signs of just gnomes all over the place that I'm walking around by myself and not able to speak the language, and here they're speaking to me in a whole different culture, half a world away from where I am, and wait to waken me up an hour before I normally get up and telling me what I need to do for a song as a part in finishing it or putting in another phrase. So it's just been a truly, truly just a blessed journey, an amazing journey, one that I didn't expect, and I'm just so excited with what this product has come out, and bringing you on board to help me with this as well. I blast working with you.
I always tease him. I tell them I want to be the executive producer, but I'm only an assistant producer. I get to go into the studio with Ted after his music, and then I bring in my meditating and channeling information. I listen to the music, and then we, you know, do some things with it after he's already written it all. And so that's quite a fun thing. And I do need a raised head, by the way, for all the audience to be my witness. No. Okay, so just for everybody to kind of know where we're coming from, I was never a total believer in fairies, but I was always open to it. I've always been very open-minded. Like, why couldn't there be fairies? We believe in angels that help the humans. And, you know, growing up Catholic, it's like, pray to a dead saint if you need something. You know, St. Anthony of Lost Things. So we're praying to the invisible realm to find our car keys, or, you know, pray to Mary, you know, and work with the angels and all these different religions. And mainstream people will believe in ghosts and haunted, you know, and all these invisible forces out there, right? With God, you know, nobody's been able to see and touch and feel in a physical realm. God, no, that's invisible, and that's faith and belief. Okay. So with the fairies, I thought, oh, you know, I must say, it's probably like little spirits that probably protect the plants and animals. And why couldn't there be such a thing? I didn't really picture them as Tinkerbell. But I thought, well, why not? I mean, we have angels. The angelic realm helps humans. So why couldn't the plant and animal kingdom have their own little guardian spirits or whatever? So anyway, flash forward, and our daughter was about 3 years old, and she believed in fairies, but didn't every three-year-old little girl watching Tinkerbell and Disney movies, you know, as we loaded those on for her age group. So when she talked about fairies, I never really paid much attention. Oh, yeah, sweetheart, right? And I have to tell this story because this is what really opened my eyes about the possibilities of this invisible realm. I went into her room. She had just woken up. Her hair was a mess. She looked like just a train wreck. She looked hungover at 3 years old, right? With big, you know, dark circles under her eyes. And I said, honey, what's wrong? What's wrong? And she said, the fairies kept me up all night. And her little three-year-old, you know, caveman speaking way of speaking. And I'm like, what do you mean the fairies kept you all up all night? And she said, they're playing with my hair things. And, you know, the mom, oh, honey, it's okay. Well, those darn fairies, we're going to tell them to stop. And I just kind of, you know, told her what she wanted to hear and picked her up out of bed, was walking out of the room. And sure enough, she had like 50 probably little teeny bows and little headbands and, you know, little girly hair things. There was a container so high up in her closet that I would have to be on my tiptoes to get it. So there's no way a little 2.5, 3-year-old could even reach it, even if she was standing on the chair. Every single hair thing was out of that little box, that little purple box at the top of her closet shelf. Was completely empty. The box was still there. All of her hair things were scattered all over the floor. And I was like, oh, maybe there are such a thing as fairies. And my daughter's very connected to them. So over the years, you know, for the past, you know, 9 years since that happened, she's really kind of opened our eyes, hasn't she, Ted?
Yeah, she's opened my eyes through the process, too, of seeing just the things that she sees. Even at that age, it was just amazing to watch her into the backyard and how she was connecting to different things in nature that I really wouldn't have necessarily thought about it. I mean, this was probably one of the only three-year-old girls at that time that really wasn't even afraid of putting insects in her pocket just to bring them into the house to show her Nana or her mom.
But yeah, she's just... You know, she talked to the bees and had me plant because they would always chase me.
I got to tell a story after you finish this.
I mean, I would always literally get chased by bees no matter where I was. I would be chased. And she had a talk with them and we plant offerings for the bees every year. She told them, my mom will give you food if you leave her alone. And so we plant wildflowers and oregano and all kinds of non-GMO, organic, you know, no chemicals, wildflowers, food for the bees, and they don't touch me. I can be in the garden and a sage plant could have 300 bees just covered in bees and they don't bother me.
You've made peace with the bees because I remember when we were dating. Yeah, we were up at a golf course up in Montreal, Canada, and just getting to know each other and figure golf was a good game to kind of play as a couples thing to kind of get to figure out, okay, is she going to cheat the game or is she going to be true to it? Well, she's on one side of the green and I'm on the other side of the green trying to pitch my ball up onto there. And I look across the green and I see Christina waving two golf clubs like a mad ninja, just swirling around in the air, and she's running at me screaming something inelegible that I couldn't understand. And I thought, oh my God, I picked the crazy one. And she's running at me, and I didn't know whether to run to prepare myself or what. And it turned out that there was a bee that was chasing her. And this bee just chased her all over the place. It was like you were like the bee whisperer. But, of course, I couldn't see the bee. I just saw the flailing golf clubs coming close to my head.
Oh, yes. You're so dramatic. But, yeah, I used to be chased by bees and I don't anymore. But the thing is, we can all communicate with the nature and elements. And there's probably a lot of people listening to this show saying, oh, yeah, I work with fairies all the time, fairy energies. And there's a lot of people that do. And, you know, fairies are known to be mischievous and they very much are. They will hide things.
They'll turn your studio equipment off too.
They did do that. They gave Ted a big run for his money. He would come home from the studio and be upset and say, those fairies are all over the place. They keep changing everything. And I just laugh at him. But anyway, you know, this is something interesting. I was asking Nina, our daughter, about this music that her dad was inspired by the fairies. And I asked her about it and she said they like it because what happens is so many humans are trying to connect with the fairies that their energy is just too intense for the fairies. And they're not in the right frequency to connect with the earth and the elementals and the fairies. And this music helps them change their vibration and they'll be able to hear more hear more, see more, feel the energy of the fairies, connect more in nature and Mother Earth. And I thought that was really interesting. I mean, this just popped out of this kid's mouth. She's one of the, you know, this group of kids coming in that's changing the world already with just their energy. But so we're going to talk a little bit more about fairies, Ted, and play some of the music. But one thing I wanted to talk about is that, you know, for those people who still aren't really sure what to think about the whole fairy thing, Zachariah Sitchin, Sir Lawrence Gardner, Nicholas Devere are all authors that are convinced that there were celestial creatures in the ancient history of Earth that would appear as elves, fairies, gnomes, leprechauns, sprites, nymphs, pixies, angels, and pretty much every kind of mythical being that you can imagine. And that some believe they're multidimensional and they're from a hollow Earth. Some believe they're from the Sirius star system. J.R. Tolkien, who wrote Lord of the Rings series, he is known to say the elves are come from a distant place across the Great Sea in one of the stars in the Sirius planetary system. And so he discovered the elven language and the elven culture, and that's a pretty famous author, very successful author, that has also connected to these spirits. So, Ted, do you want to place one of the songs from your album?
Okay. Yeah, I'd love to. I'd like to play the first track. Since we had spoken of Findhorn in Scotland with this magical garden, this track would be called Fairies of Findhorn. And as everybody knows, when I write them, it's in a certain frequency and a key signature, but this one's going to be in 528 hertz. And, you know, it's a track that's basically of the fairies of Findhorn, you know, arriving that arrive early each spring as we're going into spring into the gardens of Scotland.
Well, this is, before we play the song, we're going to play the first 2 minutes of the track. It's a long track. It's like about a 6 minute track, but just to give you guys a little feel for it. These fairies were reaching out to me because I showed my kids Findhorn and the website and all about this community. And I said, do you guys want to travel there someday? This woman, and I told them the story that, you know, they arrived at barren land with no money and no job, and they were taught how to commune with nature and grow all of this. Anyway, and a lot of people travel from all over the world to connect with the fairies of Findhorn, and they wanted a song. So we'll have our wonderful producer, Don, play about 2 minutes of the Fairies of Findhorn.
Oh,
Well, thank you. I love that song, Fairies of Findhorn. That's at 528 hertz, which a lot of you know from Dr. Horowitz's work. 528 is the love frequency. Ted, do you want to talk a little about it, about the frequencies and your music that, it's just, it's a cool Celtic kind of fairy music, but there's so much more to it with the healing aspect.
Yeah, each frequency has a certain different type of impact on each one of our bodies. And so you're going to get a lot of benefits of clearing out old and negative energies, especially like if we start our day off and going to work, you have a bad day at work, or there's a news media coverage of something that's pretty negative. We all start to absorb all of that. Maybe we're unfortunately surrounded by some people who are just really negative or judgmental or just have bad opinions towards us in general with what we're trying to do as far as raising our vibration and being, being more of the light. And so I found that these frequencies, each frequency is unique to its own with pitch and sound and harmonic, mathematical values, without going into too much detail. And it can change us out of all of that negative energy or vibration that we feel. And so in theory, it's kind of like if there's a room full of clocks that they're all ticking at different areas, they're going to all come together at a higher vibration, start ticking together. So it just entrains us back out of that negative, puts us back where we need to be.
So all of Ted's music will is designed, and he has this, it's called SoundSync Tech is what he named it, because it's hard to explain through binaural beats, compositions, numerology, sacred geometry, all of these different compositions, tunings, all the things he does. It brings you into a theta state. Theta state is where you can make a change. Theta state takes you to zero point. If any of you guys know that type of work, Dolores Cannon, she takes her clients into the somnolistic theta state. That's how you can connect with the subconscious. That's how you connect with the angelic realms. That's where you connect with source. That's where you integrate the higher self into your body. And so the theta state, when you can get into that state, that brainwave state, and your body is water, majority water, so like through Dr. Emoto's work, now you're in a love frequency, your mind is in a theta state. It's amazing what can happen. If you want to listen to this music out in nature, if you want to meditate and connect with the fairies, or you just love Celtic music, and this is a great way to relax and unwind from the day. When you're in that theta state, when you're connecting, that's why there's spontaneous healings can occur in the body, even in the mind, even depression and, all these different things we deal with, stress. That's why I'm such a big fan of
Oh
sound
yeah,
healing.
to put it in another way of putting it, that I like to put it into easier terms is that in 1905, Einstein discovered the law of vibration, which is a law of nature that states that nothing rests, everything moves, and everything vibrates. It's the difference between manifestations of the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual result simply from different levels of vibrating energy or frequencies. So this is Einstein back in 1905. And so it's good to take us out of the negative energies into the theta state so that this is the border between the conscious and the subconscious world. And that in this state of consciousness, we can access and influence the powerful subconscious part of ourselves that is normally inaccessible, and many, 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 many benefits. Our optimal range of visualization, mind programming, using creative power of your mind begins. It's the mental state in which you consciously create your reality. It's brainwaves that are the theta are what connects us to the physical and spiritual selves and moves us out of blockages that we may have taken on. It's linked to higher learning. I can go on and on and on.
Well, a lot of people out there, a lot of people who are connected with higher dimensional beings, whether they're angelic or extraterrestrial origin or whatever, you know, a lot of them are getting information that is very similar, and that the Earth's frequency is raising, and that's the Schumann resonance, right, Ted?
Oh yeah, yeah, the Schumann resonance. It's the and basically, it's the resonant of the frequency of the Earth's atmosphere that's between the surface and the densest part of the ionosphere.
And it's raising for her to transform and raise her frequency.
Yeah.
For Earth to survive. And a lot of people out there are getting information that we as humans need to raise our frequency to also get through this transition and not just survive, but thrive through this transition.
Yeah. It's historically speaking, it's been vibrating around 7.8 hertz, and it's been registered that it's been able to been going up to like 15. And so us being earthbound creatures and connected to Mother Earth is that we have to, our bodies are in vibration with the, with Mother Earth's vibration. Otherwise we would not be able to survive. And we're raising all of our vibration with it.
Okay. So let's, play another clip of the second song, because I love this next song. This one is about the trees. And, you know, a lot of us, I taught my kids to hug a tree when they were little. And I remember my husband just like, oh, God, what are you
oh,
doing?
Oh, great, tree huggers.
Dad was like, and I'm like, oh, if you have a bad day, hug a tree. Let's give the trees love. And we'd be out there, my little toddlers, they would be able to even get their arms around the tree. And they always hug trees. And we love the trees so much. Anyway, I love this song, and we're going to play 2 minutes of Tree Wisdom from the new album Solfeggio Healing Frequencies with the Fairies by Ted Winslow.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. That was Tree Wisdom from the new album, Solfeggio Healing Frequencies with the Fairies by Ted Winslow. So this is funny for the audience. We actually had someone contact us that she's a dentist and she took a break. She said, she put this actually on Facebook, that she took a break and on her lunch break, she listened to podcasts and just kind of relax in the dental chair, listen to podcasts, take a break. And one day she found my podcast with Ted on. Ted was on the show and talking about healing. And she really wasn't into this at all, but decided to listen anyway. And she was having a really stressful day. And the 2-minute clip we played on the radio of one of his, you know, albums that we were talking about at the time with sound healing helped her relax so much. She went and got the album for her, you know, health regimen off of iTunes. But that little 2-minute clip helped. So I told Ted, well, let's play some 2-minute clips on this show, because if someone's out there and this is just what they need today. So Ted, really appreciate you sharing your music, and you have a gift for the listeners today. So if you go to tedwinslow.com and just contact him and say, I would like the Fairies sample, he's going to send you a free track of his new album. So just go to tedwinslow.com and fill out the little contact form, and Ted will send you one of these sound healing songs from his new Fairy album.
Guaranteed to make the changes for you.
It's guaranteed. So we have a lot to cover, because I want to talk a little bit about how you can use this music and the past life regression with bringing in these frequencies. We'll talk about that after break, Ted.
Okay.
So right now we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, you guys are going to love this story about how Ted connected with the fairies through this past life regression. So stay with us and we'll be right back.
Have you been told you should write a book? Do you need a little help getting started? Or maybe your manuscript is already written and you require some fine-tuning before you publish. Big Country Publishing offers writing coaching packages that are custom-tailored to you. Contact Big Country Publishing today so they can help you to get your book and message out to the world. Learn more at www.bigcountrypublishing.com. When it comes to publishing, there is a difference. At Big Country Publishing, they work with you on a personal level to create a custom publishing package that's tailored to your needs as an author. Their design team and experts in the industry will contribute to you to create the book that you've always dreamed of. Isn't it time to go big? Contact them today at www.bigcountrypublishing.com.
Angelic Sound Healing by Amazon's bestseller Ted Winslow. Experience the healing tones of these divine frequencies as you call upon your angels. Transcend yourself into the angelic realm and let your spirit soar to the sensation of theta binaural beats. Now available on Amazon and iTunes, Angelic Sound Healing by Ted Winslow.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. So glad you're with us today. Today's about fairies, leprechauns, gnomes, elementals, and sprites. And are they just legend, or are they part of our unseen world in another dimension, just like the angels are? So we have guest Ted Winslow with us today. We've been talking about his new album, Solfeggio Healing Frequencies with the Fairies. Ted, right before break, we just played actually a little sample of Tree Wisdom is one of the tracks from your new CD. It's a sound healing song. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Sure. And Tree Wisdom the hertz that I used to record that was 445 hertz. And it's kind of funny, as everybody kind of refers to trees and people who like trees, that they're all tree huggers. There's a reason it connects between those people, and me including on this. And I wasn't a tree hugger before, but I'm most certainly a tree hugger now. But the trees have a huge healing power that's with them. I mean, one thing is, I think of my studio is full of instruments that have been built by the trees, as well as providing oxygen. But going back also, it was cool writing the song, thinking of Da Vinci, who among the many, many, many things that Da Vinci had done, he used to love being able to sit down and sketch trees, because in his mind, he saw spatial mathematical differences in the with the branches as they came out from the trees, and it always intrigued him with that. And that's where I kind of had a connection in with that, with the song, as well as the wisdom and the healing power that goes with all the folklore, especially Irish folklore, with trees. So that's what that song is about.
Well, that's also part of J.R.R. Tolkien, where the elves lived within the trees, the elven world, and they had pale skin and they lived within the forest floor. And it has been said that there were two stars where they were originated from in the Sirian star system, two suns, and that they needed to live among the trees because of the sun was so bright. And so, yeah, trees are definitely such a part of, you know, the elven and gnomes and fairy folklore as well. So I wanted to talk a little bit about your past life regression, if you don't mind.
Please do, okay. Share.
All right. So this is really funny, because I'm really into all this stuff and I know how to do past life regression, and I've kind of developed my own technique over the years, and some of it is similar to the Dolores Cannon technique, which I had been trained in, but it's kind of my own technique that has just kind of evolved, and Ted is my guinea pig, of course, right?
Absolutely. At first, when we were getting into this, I was like, okay, well, I guess it's just going to be, about an hour or 3 hours kind of sitting down and relaxing. And who can't deserve to take a break out of their week for sitting down and relaxing? And what I got out of it was just so much more that now almost my body craves what you do with it. And it's been a life-changing event, so to speak.
Okay, so I get him into this theta state through the regression. So much so that I'm speaking to not just his subconscious, his higher self, but I'm also speaking to what some people call the superconscious or the unified field. Okay, so through this journey that I'm able to take, and he's totally out of it, I record it, he has no idea. We're able to go through different dimension, time, past life, future. We can go so many places. And I specifically had a session with him for this album. And he went into these different lifetimes and dimensions that would blow your mind. And he was pulling in frequencies and being told all of this information that came out on the recording on what he was supposed to specifically put in this CD, in the different songs, for people to not only heal, but to connect with the earth and tap into these energies. And so it was quite an adventure, Ted. At one point, he was speaking such a strong Irish, I don't know, like a Gaelic, I guess. I don't know the right term, but it was such a strong accent, I could hardly even understand him. it sounded, and he was a lifetime as a leprechaun. The things he was saying are not anything that you had ever heard of on, if you saw a little Disney story on a leprechaun or something. He was telling me things that I had never ever heard of before. And it was unbelievable. The journey. And then another one was a fairy, and where his job was the blue, like he had to bring the color blue, and that was very important, and talked about all these ways that people can heal with the crystals and the colors and the light and sound frequencies. It was just incredible with that. So there is so much more to this CD than just a little Celtic sound healing.
Well, it's amazing too, because after you had done that with me, there were channels that opened up in me that I never thought were open, or I never would have thought of beforehand, and it was like totally making harmony with my environment and everything that I was doing, with trying to do this album, and it breathed and took a life all of its own. It was just the guy that was playing the instruments and turning the knobs. It was what a phenomenal finished product. I can't wait, you know, for everybody to hear it. But that was a journey all on its own.
Yeah, and he didn't remember anything. He did not remember anything when it was over. He just was different afterwards. And it was interesting. He's like, I have to do this with the – and then the fairy – they want this, and I need to do this with the music. And, you know, he was a man with a mission. But we have kind of fun in our house. We're very open-minded. And one time – I have to tell them the gnome story, Ted.
Inky.
So here, you know – married couple, kids, have been together forever. We're reading books before bed, right? So we're in bed. I'm reading my book by Ted Andrews, and it was about spirit guides. Highly recommend Ted Andrews' books. If any of you don't know him, he's not on this earthly realm anymore, but he is such a good teacher. And Ted's reading some like rock biography of some like 80s rock star. That's what he reads, right? So we're sitting there reading, and I said, hey honey, did you know this? And he's like, what? Like, what, why are you interrupting me? And I'm reading my rock and roll book. And I said, every house has a gnome. And he looked at me like, what are you talking about? Sure enough, within seconds of me saying that, we had this little knock, like at the bottom of our wall. A little knock. And we just looked at each other, and I was like, oh my God, maybe we have a gnome. I don't know. But anyway, it was kind of
yeah.
Fun.
I'll hear it, because typically she's the first one to go to sleep, and I just get enthralled into this book. And every once in a while, we've got two dogs that are constantly on alert. They hear something, they're out making sure that everything's okay. And I'll be sitting there reading my book, and it happened at that time, and all of a sudden you hear this big knock, and it's in the wall right behind the headboard, right down like where a mouse would be, just about on like a mouse hole. And to hear that, you're like, what is it? And it's not like a house settling. We know those sounds with a regular creak or if the wind's blowing, but this is just like a big solid thunk, 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 and it's gone. And the dogs just kind of like raise their head and look at us, and it's got to be the gnome. Inky.
Okay. So flash forward several years, and our daughter's little girlfriend spent the night, and her cell phone's completely missing. We turned the house upside down. There was no way that phone, it was gone. And my daughter said, oh, the gnome took it. And then she said, no, the fairies, I guess there was a battle between the fairies and the gnome, according to our daughter, that they were blaming each other. So we put out some Guinness beer for the gnome and some, we put a little offering out. So any of you coming up to St. Patrick's, they put a little offering out. They do this in Ireland and in Scotland, and they'll put like, we put Guinness beer and some blackcurrant syrup for him. But people will put out chocolate, beer. And so anyway, that's kind of fun to do if you have kids, or just a little Irish spirit to bring in that fairy connection. So before we play the next song, Ted, I want to talk about some of the ways that this music can help people in other ways, not just connect to the earth. in the fairy realm. This is really interesting. So I have some really powerfully gifted spiritual friends, and we were all talking on the and having a little talk about the energies in the current world situation, and this information came in very strongly that she identified herself as the queen of the fairies, and that Ted had to use these certain frequencies in one of his songs, and it was going to be, and there are certain things that he had to do and hide within the song, but it was basically going to be like a protection song, like a repellent. So let me give you, this sounds out there. So people who believe in ghosts or negative energy, it would be a repellent for that. It also, some people believe that there's this, you know, reptilian ET race out there. That is what she said. It's a repellent for the unseen negative influences, and that this song and Saint Michael Archangel came in, and also Metatron. And it was very interesting. So as I'm getting all this information through my friends, and we were all getting it, Ted was at the studio unaware of this, and he was getting the information, and Metatron works a lot with him on his music. So anyway, in ancient times, and Alex Collier talks about this and other, I think David Icke talks about it, but recently I heard Alex Collier say this, that in ancient times, before even recorded history that we know, right? That in ancient times, in the temples, in the royal family homes and properties, in schools, any sacred places, that the beings of light, the high frequency beings, different races, humanoid race, star system races, they would play certain frequencies in their homes, temples, sacred spaces, on their property, and would keep the reptiles away just through sound. And it was so fascinating because I heard this first time I heard it, and it was after I got all the information for Ted's song. So the synchronicity was really incredible. So whatever your belief system, I might have blown your mind with some of these possibilities. But anyway, this song is very beautiful, and it's supposed to be extremely helpful for space clearing. And Ted, I know you loved writing this song.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's in 785 hertz. That I recorded it in, and I buried the tone that's in there too. So you those listeners who get this, give me the feedback on it, because if there's an unwanted guest or something, you'd be able to repel them away with this song and find out where their true intentions may lie.
People that are, you know, kind of controlled through substance abuse or whatever it may be, by some negative entities, you know, so we know people like that. Or, you know, this song, the way Ted created it, it's kind of like a dog whistle. Only the negative entities can hear it, and it repels them in these frequencies that he did. So,
in Queen of the Fairies, traces back to Irish folklore. In fact, Shakespeare even wrote a play, I believe it was called Midsummer Night's Dream, that he wrote even about the Queen of the Fairies, so.
Okay, so here we go, Queen of the Fairies.
Thank you.
Playing that clip, Don, our wonderful BBS producer. Okay, so that song is Queen of the Fairies. That's the song to clear your space from any unseen negative energies that are unwanted. And for all this music, and for those of you who are interested in it, make sure to wear headphones, because you get amazing results. And don't listen while driving, because it will put you into that theta state. That's dangerous. If you're driving, you will totally zone out.
Yeah, I want you to be present in your body behind the wheel.
Exactly, and safe. So if for you guys who are listening, Ted's going to do half price on his fairy album in the month of March to celebrate the release on St. Patrick's Day.
It's my version of March Madness.
Yeah, there you go. So go to his website, tedwinslow.com, and you will see there's a place to put in the coupon code St. Pat's, and he'll have all that up for you guys. So in the month of March, you can get this MP3 version of the new CD half price. So that's just a little, Ted, I love how you are very generous with your music. So tell everybody who might enjoy this Celtic sound healing.
Well, I've been so fortunate with all the being able to work with the many genres and angels and fairies, and that it's amazing that all this stuff comes in, that it's coming in for a reason, and it's coming at the speed that it is so that it can get it out there so that we can all raise our vibration and we can all be through this change together. It's a frequency revolution.
Well, I think a lot of people are waking up to, you know, being more heart-centered with animals and nature and other human beings and, you know, changing from that third dimensional frequency that a lot of us we never felt comfortable in anyway, and opening our hearts up to new possibilities. And I think that's what the spirit of the fairies, you know, really is. It's just opening yourself up to the little magical nature magic that life can offer, and to get back into nature.
Well, and that's the neat thing about that too, which is why I do all these biophotonic studies and scientific studies, is that I love being able to, it's one thing that we can sit down and listen to this music and feel that we're being changed energetically and kind of see the change amongst ourselves, but there's a lot of people out there who want more something concrete to that. And so I put together a lot of series of videos just so those who are new to this program or those who are listening to me the first time, if you go to tedwinslow.com, you can see these videos that I've been able to put up where it's going to show how it can change your energy before and after, and done many experiments on there to even show where it does with frequency with water, which water is the biggest entrainment that we have with our bodies, and that when we're in this higher vibration, we can't help but become entrained to the higher vibration, this gift to bring us back to our natural state, allowing us to connect not only with ourself but with our higher self and with higher beings.
Well, people are using this music in all different ways. They're using it for massage therapy, you know, massage therapists. There's a gal that is teaching yoga and playing this music during her yoga classes. Another gal that is teaching Qigong classes and playing this music, and she's noticing, you know, people are getting spontaneous healing because the movement of the exercise in a spiritual, you know, exercise with the music, you know, we're getting a lot of feedback from people in, you know, all walks of life, how it's not just showing it on the videos, which it does show, it changes the human energy field in a positive way. So he does have scientific proof to prove that this music does work, but we love getting feedback. So if you have any personal experience, you know, please get a hold of us. There's one gal in Italy that uses it for exorcisms.
There's a couple normal groups.
Yeah, they're clearing out haunted houses with it.
That we had a 9/11 firefighter one time that I had worked with, and he called into your show, and he's been using it, and it's changed him from, you know, he had to deal with the aftermath.
Post-traumatic stress. Well, we are just about out of time, Ted. It's been such a pleasure having you on this show. I just love having you on. So if you want more information about Ted Winslow and his offerings, go to tedwinslow.com and find out all about his SoundSync Tech customized brainwave technology that he has developed through his research and compositions with his sound healing music. Ted, thank you for being on the show today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on. Thanks to our producer, Don. And I need to say thanks to my executive producer, Christina Winslow.
Very funny. Okay, so everybody out there, thank you for listening. We hope you had fun on today's show. Go to tedwinslow.com and contact Ted if you want a free sample of his music. And check back at his website in the month of March to get, if you want the Fairy album, 50% off. There's the coupon code will be up. And please keep in touch with me. Check out my website, ChristinaWinslow.com. I love to hear from you. Contact me or follow me on Twitter at Callisto Winslow. So thanks again, Ted.
Thank you.
To the fairies and BBS Radio, and thanks to all of you listening. Have a beautiful week. Namaste.
Thank you for tuning in this week to Reach For It Radio. Please join your host, Christina Winslow, live each Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, on BBS Radio. Listen live or listen later. Subscribe for free on iTunes or Stitcher, or connect with us on reachforitradio.com.